Many congratulations. A terrific victory against Premier League Queen's Park Rangers. Just sum up in your words how you're feeling tonight.
Oh, brilliant. Delighted for the whole team, everyone to do with Sheffield United, all the fans that have travelled down as well. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about us playing against Premiership teams and doing well, and coming down here, we're confident, just like going into every game, that the boys can get a result, and we've went and done that.
There have been a few Premier League scalps taken. I wonder if that was the most comprehensive and comfortable victory against a top flight side.
I wouldn't say comfortable. It was obviously a hard game, but the boys have done well to score 3 goals. I think we definitely deserve to win, and obviously by winning with 3 goals is sort of icing on the cake.
You obviously got the first of those. When it came to you, there's always that moment, isn't there, that goes to every striker's mind about a bit of composure. Well, you showed that today.
Yeah, that's what being a striker is all about, really. That's where you earn your living, is sort of in the box and you're scoring goals and you thrive on chances like that. It's like myself, sort of. Your eyes light up when a ball comes across to you like that.
It came on the counter-attack, didn't it? But at the time, the timing of the goal, it was deserved then.
Yeah, definitely. I thought we were going through a good spell in the game, and there's been times in the season, quite a lot actually, especially in the league, where we've been playing really well and we've sort of not got that goal and killed teams off and it came sort of back to bite us. But today, lucky enough, we sort of went through a good wee spell and we've managed to get a goal there.
And then Campbell Rice has got a couple that came from mistakes, but the performance warranted the reward, as it were.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously a couple of mistakes like you were saying, but we've got to be sort of in the right place at the right time. We weren't comfortable just sitting back and taking the 1-0 and defending. I mean, we try to get ourselves up the pitch and get another second and like the third, so it was a deserved win.
Can you put your finger on why Sheffield United have this knack of doing so well in the cup competitions? Because it's not just the FA Cup, it's become the League Cup as well, against sides more often than not in a higher division and certainly in the Premier League.
I think it's just good belief in the changing room. Obviously, the manager and the background staff have us in training every day, and there's just a good belief, not just the cups but in the league as well. Obviously, some people are saying that we're having a bad season in the league and whatnot, but the boys don't think so. I think it's just taking a wee bit longer to click and get on a run, and I think that the boys will be due that soon.
Fans do wonder though, and I suppose in some respects it's the $64,000 question. You can come to QPR, outplay them, yet there have been struggles in the league for results prior to this game.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to change your game plan a bit. Obviously, no disrespect to some of the League One teams, but we play sort of a different style of football. Obviously, when we come to QPR, we go to West Ham, or we play Southampton, we play a little bit different than we would to some of the League One teams. And that's just all part of football. Every team does that. And it's hard to put your finger on, like you say. I wish the boys knew it as well, but we just try to go out and win every game.
What about you? It's another goal to add to your tally. Often we're asked the question about you playing regular first-team football because every time you seem to play, you score. How close are you from that? Do you have those discussions with Nigel Clough?
Obviously, I want to play every week, but it's not up to myself. It's up to the manager, and he knows his stuff. That's why he's the manager, and I've got to accept his decisions and just be ready to be called upon when he says so.
But how do you see it? Because here you are, leading scorer, and you don't play every week. Okay, it's a squad game now, more so than ever it was, but every time you play, you score.
No, it's a long season. There's a lot of games down here. I came down here not expecting to play every game. I mean, it's a massive club, and there's, like you say, we've got a big squad with a lot of good players that deserve to play as well, so I'm no different. Like I say, I just need to be ready to be called upon, and if that's getting on the pitch and scoring goals, that's my job, and that's what needs to be done.
And this already monumental month, with some of the league fixtures you've got, it's just got that little bit harder. Spurs, you were already playing them anyway, and somebody else in the FA Cup fourth round. It's going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a massive month for ourselves. All the boys knew that. Had a good chat, knowing that there's a lot of games coming up, and obviously a lot of tough games. We didn't really get easy games, to be honest, but especially this month, they come thick and fast, sort of Tuesday, Saturday, and there's a big squad, so the boys are prepared for it.